everyone here about new members and some older members returning again, both council members and sectorial members. So today's meeting is just really just it's an introduction meeting just for newer members. So it really is just to sort of introduce what the role of the SPC is and what particularly what the role of the finance SPC is within the council and within the city, and just to let you know your role on the committee. This is a hybrid meeting, so that we've members both online and here in the chamber. So that's the way the meetings will continue. So just so if people know that if you can see the screen, people in the room, the screen above me just shows who's online. Just for your information. So Seamus O'Gatton is my name. I'm the chair of the finance committee. I was the chair the last time as well, so I'm here again for this term. So what I'm going to do, first of all, I'm going to hand you over to Victor Lenoff, who's the head of finance in the City Council, is going to do an induction. We also have Lorraine Brogan here from the Chief Executive's Office, so if there's any questions for Lorraine. But other than that, we're going to start off. If any members wish to speak in the chamber, just put your hand up and we'll come to you. If anyone online as well, just if you want to speak, just put your hand up and we'll come to you maybe at the end of the presentation. So I'll hand over to Victor now just to run through the induction.
All right. Good afternoon. As the chair said, my name is Victor Leonov. Just to give some background to myself, I've been with the council for the past 22 years. I worked in numerous departments. I worked in volume regeneration, I worked in environment transportation, but most of the time I spent in the corporate finance. And what I believe that I save per hands for any financial questions. And obviously, this is a strategy as well, financial strategy. That's what we will be doing with this committee. What I try to cover today, there's a lot of areas here. You're going to receive all those slides as after the meeting, and as well, I'm going to circulate a document. If you haven't, it's a new guidance for corporate policy groups and strategic policy committees, which was issued in June 2024. Just an upgrade, and I will be quoting some information from that document. What we're going to be going through today is structures of SPC. See where do you fit in overall policy, where the chair will sit, who do we report to, what makeup of this committee, what's the role of corporate policy group, and obviously we're reporting back to there. We cover some ethics, we cover some lobbying legislation, and then talk about areas of meetings, when we will meet next, and what really our next steps to progress this committee. In relation to what is a strategic policy committee, the definition is quite straightforward. It's the formulation, development of, and review of the policy. And what we're talking about is really try to make suggestions, to make contributions to the policy of the council. That's what your role is. And oversee the policy. We are finance SPC, anything to do with finance policies, that's what should be covered. And as well, monitoring and review of the policy, really how the policy is progressing and how we're addressing our critical issues. This is our role. In overall, what we have in Dublin City Council, 7 strategic policy committees, I have a list there covering all major functions of the council. And we bang in the middle, finance SPC there, within bringing it all together, really looking into how the monies are spent, what risks we have in relation to our financial property. We will be covering that. The structure of SPC, what we have, as I said to you previously, assist the council in the formulation, development, and review of the policy strategy. Take account of the Council's overall corporate policy and objectives, which will include corporate plans, how they're getting implemented. That's the roles of the strategic policy committees. And obviously report on their specific areas, which covered the seven SPCs. We should take into consideration climate action. That's in the document, and that's what we need to consider. And as we will be developing our work program, we have to consider how we can address from the financial point of view. As well, there is a regional, spatial, and economic strategies. We will be taking and see what is the Eastern and Midlands Regional Assembly recommending in relation to what strategic projects we're going to roll out. As I said, the corporate policy group will decide and should decide on the work program of the SPC and maybe add some issues to it for us to consider. Overall, what you receive an advice from the chief executive through me as a head of finance, as a director of service, as a assistant chief executive. I will be communicating any information through, obviously, in agreement with the chair. It will be going to chief executive for questions. Apologies for quite small print there. This is really generating what do we see? What's happening is that we overall, all the SPCs will be reporting to strategic corporate policy group, which consists of our chair. Our chair would be sitting on that group, and other heads of chairs of the SPCs will be on those as part of the corporate policy group, and an overall reporting to the 63 councillors. As well, we have a branch of audit committee reporting to the overall council, and as well, we have access to audit committee. From the point of view of some reporting, their work program, what they're really doing, they will be reporting to ourselves. The same would be any budgetary issues, anything to do with annual financial statements as well would be discussed in here. I will be going through more that to outline what are our main functions and what the main areas we will be covering. As I said, what we have is the finance SPC consists of 12 councillors, 6 sectoral members, and ideas. We obviously will have an opportunity to meet each other and shake our hands, and then as we're walking through the work program, we will have more opportunity to talk to each other. What we have as the main areas, and I'm going to cover some of the areas, and you received draft plan of what our work. This is just a guidance. This is very similar to what we've done previously, and it's for us for next meeting to discuss. But what we should be doing, covering capital revenue budgets, anything to do with local authority funding, which is a big challenge for ourselves, is to try to come up with a new source of funding. As example, say the bed tax that's been on the previous SPCs, and if we can try to see in next term, we can progress that. Local property tax, obviously, how we're spending it, what our issues in relation to use of the local property tax, motor tax, challenges in the way how the motor tax development, movement to new technology, possibility of the electronic motor tax discs, procurement, anything to do with roughly 1 billion annually. That's what Dublin City Council would spend on the procurable spend, quite a substantial amount. Income generation, as I said about hotel bed tax, possibly addressing some of the issues which we have in the rates legislation, and try to see how we can maybe give some waivers to some of our ratepayers, and potentially raise some rates on our other potential ratepayers. What I'm really talking about, the government departments which currently don't pay any rates, and it's quite substantial income if it would be raised. Covering all area of rates would be our biggest income source, and then covering risk management. Other items I just included is obviously covering climate action, spatial strategy. We have an interesting program, and I will be presenting to yourselves, and for people who previously have been on this committee, we've been talking about this good initiative for community wealth building. It's progressing, and obviously I have to give you an update on it. As I said about the bed tax, And as well, very important area, which we definitely have to cover in more detail, and it's very risky, is the cybersecurity and overall ability of council to protect. I think this is a serious issue for us to try to look into areas of what standards should we be achieving and how we're protecting our IT assets. Just to briefly cover, as I said, you will receive those slides. Sector representation, really just to cover some of the responsibilities. Obviously, we have a presentation for public participation network, trade unions, and it comes from our community. And at this stage, what we have is roughly kind of what's recommended in the third of the SPC. And what is important for external members is to bring their expertise, something new into it, and in combination with the councils, obviously working on areas of economic and social development, commitment towards the gender balance, fostering social inclusiveness and equality, different interests to really achieve a balance between divergent interests and have a proactive approach. It is expected the sector nominees retain membership of SPC for lifetime of the council, just to have a continuity. Some of members, we have returning members to the committee, which gives a sort of breadth of experience from the previous time. And as important as the attendance, because that's really, to make this committee live and working, attendance is very important. Just to talk about the role of the chair, the role of the SPC chairs, which is in this instance, we have, it's a quite important role for success of the SPC and bringing agendas into sort of reality, into implementations. And it's based, from selections point of view, it's based on that there is an interest in the work of the SPC, that they're fully aware of our leadership role of what is really happening. And obviously, there is a work with a relevant assistant chief executive, which is, in this instance, would be the head of finance as myself, to facilitate the smooth and effective operation of the SPC. I think we have it in Seamus from this definitely interest into finance and experience in handling all those issues. Just on the, sorry, I apologize, I didn't skip into, just sorry, as I can see, it's covering. Okay, what we have, our reporting structure is to the corporate policy group, which consists of heads of the chairs of the SPCs, and it consists of the Lord Mayor, and as I said, chairperson of the SPC. And CPG provides a forum for policy issues, and really talk about strategic issues, how the council will progress, what is important topics, and any subgroups of the SPC should be sanctioned by the CPG. To ensure clarity on brief and to avoid overlap between the committees. One of the branches which affecting definitely my work and as a finance department together with the council working on the draft budget for 2025, we have a budgetary consulting group which reports to the corporate policy group. And the budgetary consulting group would have responsibility to discuss areas and consist of councils and communicate back to their parties in anticipation of the budget. It's more informative, very robust. I mean, I'm getting a lot of questions which I have to answer and come back to departments to explain in preparation for the budget. The budget will be held, our budget meeting is on the 25th of November, and this is sort of quite substantial amount of work goes into it, and that's what would be obviously present it yourself, you will receive a copy when it will be hopefully passed without any amendments. Just very briefly about ethics and conflict of interest. As I said, you will receive those slides. It's just important. There is a certain sections in the Act, Section 168 is covering maintain proper standards of integrity, conduct, and concern for public interest. And some of them, specifically those sections, apply to the councillors and to the staff in the municipal council. But some of them might apply because you member, sector member of the committee. Section 160 is talking about remuneration, fees, rewards, or other favours. It's really what we're talking about is that not to seek or exact or accept from any other person any other remunerations. Section 172 talk about corruption acts, and really what we have is a legislation covering what can be done, what can be done by when you're on the strategic policy committees. Very important conflict of interest, how is this closed, and this is covering that if there is any concerns in the discharge of the function, which becomes before the meeting, it needs to be declared. And I think it would be a part at the meeting when this question would be asked. And then if any conflict of interest, the person have to withdraw from the meeting. There is an ethic register, which is applicable to councillors and the staff. As well, what we have, there's the annual declaration of the interest, which will be applicable to council. And there is no requirement for external members, and it doesn't apply to external members. The Lobbying Act applies to SPC meetings, members and the senior officials, similar to the ethics legislation. The Lobbying Act does not apply to sectoral and PPN members at the meeting, but please check how it's affecting your own organizations and how it's applied to yourselves. And if there is any concerns and relevant external groups presenting and attending, are required to make a lobbying return to the standard of public office commission if it's required. This is kind of my area of on the ethics, lobbying, and overall specifically. I'm just wondering, is it, Chair, I can take questions if it's required.
Okay, is there any questions at this point? Okay, Lorraine.
Sorry, if I could just come in there, just in relation to the ethics declarations, just to avoid confusion. The sectoral members are required to sign an ethics declaration, and I may have been in contact with some of you sending out, you know, an ethics declaration. You would do an annual, you know, well, you're not required to do an annual, you do one ethics declaration, and that will suffice for your term. But if there is a material change in anything that you put into that ethics declaration, you would be obliged to let me know that there has been a change. You know, and this just refers to standards of integrity. There's the code of conduct for, you know, the guidelines and the code of conduct for councillors. I will send that out to you. You are obliged to, you know, have regard to the code of conduct in your conducting your business with, you know, the finance SPC. So that will go out to you as well. So just have a look at that. But I'll be kind of corresponding with you in relation to the ethics declaration. And if you have any queries, you can contact me directly.
Thank you, Maureen. Yeah. Any other questions? Sorry. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. And I continue just with how we will operate going forward for five years. What we have, we will have 4 to 6 meetings annually. Later on, I have a slide what our plan for the next year. And Finance SPC meets on the field Thursday, January, March, May, September, November. And it will be at 2:30. And we have this chamber will be our place where we will meet. And as well, it will be available through
Teams, remote access. Meetings are live webcasts, and they are archived. They're available on dublincity.ie for anybody to view. Standing orders and department guidelines on SPC 2024 will apply, and I will circulate that document after this meeting to everybody. External members will cease to be a member if absent for three consecutive meetings. I think attendance is very important, really, for us to progress our agendas. As you can see, what we're planning is our first meeting in the year will be 16th of January. I think it will be the robust meeting to talk about our work program for next 5 years and really try to get into the business. And then follow meeting will be the 20th of March. In overall, what planned is five meetings for the year. Agenda is published and circulated electronically via ModGov. Will you become a member if you're not a member already? 1 week in advance of the meeting. All councils may attend and speak at the SPC. External guests to the meeting must receive approval from the chair in advance of the meeting. A copy of agenda is made available to the media and members of the directors 24 after it's published. This is just for information purposes. Draft minutes of a meeting are prepared and submitted for approval at the next meeting, and then a brevet, a summary of the minutes of the meeting, is prepared for the next meeting of the full council. Motions. This is just information really for yourselves. They have to be submitted in a certain format. Submit one motion sort of in a clear way in advance of the next meeting. Obviously, there is excluding Saturdays. I think it's 11 days, clear days. A motion is a formal proposal by a member that the council or the committee member takes a certain action. Generally, a motion should be phased in the way to take an action or express an option. Call on the minister, and that the council agrees the following, that this council expresses support for. It has to be strategic. It's very important that we are not getting into the individual cases and operational issues. And this is guidance really for the operation of the council. Motion must refer to an issue of significant importance or relevance to the work of the SPC, and use of the detail supplied is not permitted. All motions submitted to be agreed by the chairperson before inclusion on the agenda. Emergency motions are not dealt with SPC meetings. Standing orders. Local authority published standing orders to outline the rules and govern council's meeting, include the title and total membership for which SPC. Every member of the council should be a member of one of the SPC. And really going through quite a lot of sort of how it's prescribed. Just my last slide, and I take more questions just in case if you have. You will received a draft proposal, our terms of references, which is very similar to what we had previously. We will have a discussion at the next meeting, any amendments or changes. As well, there is some proposals on topics which we can cover as part of the work program, and we will have more discussion in January. If you have any queries, you can come back to me on the meaning of what is involved. I'm available on the other side of the phone, or I can meet anybody just to try to discuss it. Be very useful for us is that at the meeting we will discuss them in detail and come up what our next 5 years plan looks like. And thanks very much. That's me.
Okay, thanks very much, Victor. I just want to throw it open to the floor just in case. I know that there's a lot of information, particularly for new members, and it may seem a bit daunting, but some of this will become clear as we move along. Just on the induction and the information there, is there any questions for Victor or Lorraine from the Chamber or online?
Chair?
Councillor Lacey, yeah.
Yeah, Chair, just really...
You're muted, Dermot.
Sorry about that. A comment to the new members, just to say from my own part, you're all very welcome. And just to emphasise, because something that sometimes is lost by the external members, is just to emphasise that they are full members of the SCC and can engage in any way similar to councillors. Sometimes I've had external members say to me, oh, I didn't want to speak on that because I wasn't a councillor. I didn't submit an idea because I wasn't a councillor. Once you're on the SCC, you're a full member of the SCC.
Yeah, thanks very much, Dermot. Any other comments or questions? Okay, just as Victor said, the next two items on the agenda are the draft terms of reference and the draft work plan. Now, I'm happy to take questions on it today if people have, but really it's just for your information, just to have a look at between now and January, and we're going to agree both those items in January. Again, as Victor said, if you have any questions in the meantime, or if you think something may go on that, but you're not maybe sure if it's in scope, please let us know, because the more we add to that, the better. Once the draft plan or the work program is agreed, it doesn't mean it can't be changed. We can, of course, change as we go on, but it'll frame the work we do over the next 5 years. So any input you have or questions, please let us know, either now or before the January meeting. Aidan?
Thank you, Ciarán. Look, and I welcome the opportunity to be back on the Finance SPC. I just think with the draft, I know we have a... obviously, a proposed draft work programme that we're to agree in January, but I think one of the key steps we should also take is providing, with the upcoming elections, what a new programme for government may look like and how we might need to react to those. Because I know some of the issues that are included on the proposed work programme are not in any manifesto. So the question is whether or not, but are there other elements that would be in a future programme for government that we may need to consider.
Thanks very much. Good point, Aidan. Councillor Ring.
Yeah, Gormagad Cahirla, Tá Bronor, Neil McCamery, Vime. My camera isn't working, Chair. Just to put in advance on the draft terms of reference, just under governance on page 3, if I may, just in case for some reason I'm not around in January, if we could reword that. There's greater scrutiny than ever before from the public media and central government, blah, blah, on how local government uses resources. This places an obligation of Dublin City Council to ensure public money is spent in the most effective and efficient manner. No, it doesn't. We will be spending our money effectively and efficiently. We're not doing it because there's an obligation on us, because the media or central government or the public are watching us. So I think we just need to maybe redraft that some way. I'd be happy to look at it and maybe send something into yourself. But I just see that, no, we're not jumping to the government's or the media's message. We'll look after ourselves, and we don't need them putting pressure on us to do the right thing.
Yeah, thanks, Councillor. We'll note that, and Victor might speak to you between now and January just to change that wording, but we're happy to do that. Councillor Lacey, did you have your hand up?
Yeah, Chair. Great minds think alike, because I was going to make exactly the same point as Aidan Sweeney raised, that we should include the relevant section from whatever programme for government is on a first agenda, if that is agreed by the 16th of November. And of course, I fully agree with Councillor Ring. I think we'd have more success in examining the expenditure by the department than they will ever have on examining our expenditure by them.
Yeah, thanks. We'll definitely have that on the draft work programme, just to consider the new programme of government if agreed by then. Eric?
Chair, I just want to piggyback on Councillor Wren's point that he made there. The previous committees have been regularly, or occasionally anyway, discussing the issue of the contracts that we get out, that we're involved in, the monies that we pay, particularly in construction, that we make sure that it's spent, not just equitably, but of course, the question of the proper late rates for the job, etc., etc., that these are not only just considered, but we ensure that that's done in a proper way. The reason is, we know there's been plenty of scandals on public jobs where subcontractors have been brought in, no pension, no proper rates of pay, no proper overtime, etc., etc. And invariably they go bang. A lot of them do anyway. And it actually means people just lose everything. We have a responsibility, and we have always had a responsibility. I'm dealing with this council now for 60, maybe 55 years, and involved directly with the various management areas to discuss problems that come up from time to time, and we've received nothing but cooperation. But in the last few years, it's good the water has gotten much muddier with subcontracting, etc., and particularly so-called subcontracting that's not subcontracting at all. People are brought in and given these jobs on the basis that they're the cheapest, and that doesn't always work out either. So I'd like to see some fresh references to that, because it's something that we did keep an eye on here.
Yeah, thanks, Harry. We certainly put something into the work plan. Yeah. Any other questions? Okay, Victor, do you want to come back in on that?
Just in relation to the, obviously, the programme for government, I think we include, and then Councillor Ring, if we can discuss that with yourself and changes and try to bring some draft. Just in relation to the Eric's comment, and what we do, we have a social value commitment, and this is a community well-building, and all this area of trying to encourage our contractors be much more social conscious, employ people within Dublin, employ businesses for their catering services and all that, and we'll be looking as part of the programme. I think it's very important is that we're encouraging our major suppliers to take preferences towards what is going on in Dublin and be socially conscious to that. That's definitely what we'll be covering in the as part of the programme. And obviously I will be doing a continuation of the work which we started in the previous committee and progress the community wealth building. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Victor. So, and again, any comments or questions, feel free to come back to us between now and January. Item 4 on the agenda is just correspondence. There's one piece of correspondence just on the agenda, and just for it's a letter to Minister Chambers from Fingal County Council regarding the hotel bed tax. Just for members' interest, this was an issue that was discussed quite a lot during the last finance SPC. It stemmed from the council trying to look at different ways to increase revenue streams into the council. It's fair to say there's probably different views among the SPC and the council on this issue, but it will be something that we will be discussing again. At the moment, there is no legislation for it, but it's something I'm sure we will come back to during the lifetime of this SPC. But again, it's just for your information. If you do want any more information on that, you can speak to Victor, but it is online on the minutes and the agendas of the previous SPC. There's a fair bit of correspondence and information on that. That's just for your information. And then we'll move on to any other business. Aidan Ganoella. Aidan.
Thank you, Cahill. And just to reference, I know the manager referenced the importance of cybersecurity and particularly the reference to doing our PROS work programme. We've just published a toolkit as a guide for people to actually familiarise themselves with what this means and the implications. So I'd be happy to share it through the manager, and maybe he might circulate it to members of the SPC as a guide to what it actually the obligations are, and just for name non sort of technical experts.
Yeah, thanks very much, Aidan. It's something I'm anxious to sort of step up during this lifetime, because obviously, as we move on, it's a bigger issue, and the council, like a lot of organisations, has to keep evolving. So any help you can get, we'd greatly appreciate it. Councillor Lacey.
Chair, just on the last item, the hotel bed tax, that's something that this committee had reached agreement on before, and now I see the Fingal has reached agreement on. It may be worthwhile sending a letter to Dunleary and to South Dublin County Councils, a neutral letter, just asking them, have they a view on the matter that was circulated by Fingal County Council? And if it ended up that they sent us a letter, you know, saying they were in favour of us, if we could look at establishing some form of Dublin working group on this issue as part of our work programme in the new year. So I'm suggesting that we would just write them a letter, just asking them what their views are on us. I'm not saying that we should, you know, endorse it per se at this stage, though I personally do endorse it. But if we ask them what their views are on us, it might sort of kick off a common approach to this issue in the early life of a new government.
Yeah, thanks, Dermot. You can certainly do that. Okay, any other business? Yeah, Eric?
Bit of a surprise when I came in, and I didn't see Cathy here today. No explanation given to us, but I have been told on the slide that she's retired. And if that's the case, I'd like, on behalf of certainly the people who dealt with her over the years, to wish her well.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Apologies, I should have mentioned at the start, because those of you who were here before would have known that Cathy Quinn was the head of finance for many years and was a diligent member of this committee. She retired earlier in the year, so we certainly will send on our best wishes from this committee. And thanks for raising that, Eric. And apologies, I should have raised that at the start. Okay, any other business? Okay, the next meeting is the 16th of January 2025. And just to let new members know that the meetings won't be this quick always. It's just today's an introduction meeting, so don't put 40 minutes in your diary all the time. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Chair.